Efficiency.
What's up, everybody? Wade with Efficiency. Hey, I'm going to come at you with some fire. Going to make it quick this episode. The reason for that being is I want to definitely make sure I value my time and I also value your time. So as we're talking about value, this episode is going to be on the stock market, the monetary exchange system. I just got done with a conference about cryptocurrency. So if you're an investor or you want to be an investor, listen up. I'm going to give you some efficiency tips. If you're looking to get into the game, I'm going to give you some insights of how all of this works and why it works. And then, of course, how you can capitalize on that to make a profit. So we'll jump right in. So the whole point of a monetary system is the economy. The economy has to see value in a product, and that's how buyers and sellers end up making this exchange. So let's break it down into simple terms. Let's say Heather has a bucket of chicken. So Heather's going to sell Chris this bucket of chicken. Chris is hungry, so he's going to pay, let's say, $10. So she was talking to Nathan earlier. Nathan wasn't super hungry. He offered Heather $5 for this bucket of chicken. So it's because Chris was hungry. He wanted this bucket of chicken to fulfill his, you know, needs, his wants. He wanted to chow down a little bit. So that bucket of chicken is worth more based on supply and demand. So we'll talk about supply and demand and how that drives the system of value. So being able to put a price tag on it, what happens is you have to have a buyer. So Heather is going to be selling to the buyer, Chris. And then there's got to be a seller. Again, Heather's the seller. She's selling the bucket of chicken. So if you apply this concept, again, let's say Nathan was that other party. He was another buyer but ended up not buying because that value of the bucket of chicken was determined by how much it was wanted, how much it was needed. So how much somebody was demanding for this bucket of chicken. So value is based on where the buyer and seller are able to come up with an agreement, agreed upon price that is going to be fair and equitable to both parties. So breaking that down into layman's terms, whatever, make it simple and efficient. Being able to find a mutually beneficial, again, if I'm selling chicken, I want to sell it for as much money as possible. If I'm buying chicken, I want to buy it for as little money as possible. So there's always going to be negotiation. There's always going to be battle back and forth on price. But once that's agreed upon, that's when this transaction takes place. That's when Heather sells the bucket of chicken, Chris buys the bucket of chicken. Now, if we copy and paste this methodology into the stock market, for example, instead of a bucket of chicken, maybe we're talking about a chicken company. Maybe we're talking about KFC, which is under the Yum brands. So Taco Bell, KFC, what do they call that? Kentucky Hut. KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. They used to have those back in the day where it was all three in one, some places where you'd go. But if you're on the stock app, if you guys aren't trading stocks and you'd like to, jump on the link below in the comments here or go to efficiencytrader.com. And we have a Robinhood stock trading app. If you don't know how to use it, we've got a lot of education on there of how to use it. But if you sign up for the Robinhood stock trading app through my website, efficiencytrader.com, you're going to actually get a free stock. So that's free money just for signing up. You don't really have to do anything crazy. Just put down your name, answer some questions, and you end up getting a free stock. But let's put this whole analogy into practicality here. So practicality, if we're talking about KFC, if you're on Robinhood and you type in Y-U-M, Yum, so Yum Brand Foods, that, let's say it's the same analogy. So a bucket of chicken, well, now it's KFC selling the chicken. So as a shareholder, if you're looking to buy a piece of the company, KFC, the conglomerate there, you're looking to, if you're a buyer, you're looking to buy a valuable product or something you think that is valuable. Again, you're going to want to demand this. So what's the most you'd pay for this? And so if we're talking a brokerage, if we're on Robinhood, you're buying in from somebody else, from a seller, somebody that's looking to sell at the highest price possible. They want to make money. You also want to save money. So being able to work with the supply and demand, you're going to be able to figure out a lot. So in the world, price change based on supply and demand. That's how the markets move. It doesn't matter if it's stocks, foreign currency, cryptocurrency, even a Craigslist. The more people you have bidding on an item you're selling, the higher you can charge for that. If it's a very unique product and there's 1,000 buyers, you're probably going to get a lot of good offers, and most likely you're going to take the highest bid. If you're in the foreign currency forex world, I've day traded for about a year now in the foreign currency world, forex. So basically all that is buying low. You want to buy low. This is the first tip here, guys, is buy low and sell high. So just like our analogy with the bucket of chicken, again, Heather wants to sell for as much money as she can get out of that at a fair and reasonable price. The market, again, is established by buyers and sellers, by supply and demand. Who wants this and how much are they willing to give for it? That's how value is created. So if you're in stocks, forex, you're looking for the value. What is this item? What is this ticker symbol? What is this company? What is this currency? What's the value of it? And then based on that, if you can figure out what the value of something is, this is where we look at, let's use Target. A lot of people shop at Target. If you could get the same item, let's call it a shirt, t-shirt from Target, $25, that's the list price. What if you had a coupon where you could get that shirt for $15? Most people are gonna say, well, yeah, if I had that, I'd rather pay 15 for the same shirt. Rather pay 15 than pay $25. So getting it on discount. The shirt's worth 25, that's the retail. So we're looking to buy on discount. We're looking to use those coupons. We're looking to find a stock, a currency, whatever it is. We're looking to buy it under market value, under retail price. So if you learn how to define the value of a stock, again, I'm never gonna give you guys any actual trading advice. I wanna educate you, give you guys some things to think about, but ultimately it's on you. If you wanna be a successful trader, you're gonna have to go out and do the work. You're gonna end up having to educate yourself. The reason why some people get very rich in the stock market is because they're very educated. The reason a lot of people lose money in the stock market is they're not very educated. So definitely want to encourage you to educate yourself, learn the market, learn supply and demand. So we can get into technical analysis. We can get into all those charts, graphs, lines, indicators. EfficiencyTrader.com. We'll go over all of that. But for right now, I want to keep it very basic, talking about a bucket of chicken, talking about KFC buying the stock. Same thing with currency. You're looking to find the value and then look who's playing the game. Who is selling? Why are they trying to sell? They're selling because they don't want this product anymore. They don't want this stock. They don't want this currency anymore for whatever reason. That could be because they've made enough money, they want to get out. Maybe they've lost too much money and want to cut their losses and get out now. For whatever reason, you'll probably never know. That's, trades are executed instantly. You never know who you're going up against. But that's the thing. When you click sell, you're selling to the highest buyer. When you click buy, you're buying from the lowest seller. So being able to meet in the middle, that's how value is determined. So if you're playing the game, I call it playing the stock market, playing the market, that's what it is. It's all a game. There's winners and there's losers. Winners win money, losers lose money. So this is definitely something, some education I want to throw out there. Tidbit of advice is, if you're looking to play the stock market, it's just like going to the casino. Except I hope you have a better strategy than, well, I'm putting all my money on black. In this case, hopefully you have some sort of game plan where you're not just betting. I'm betting this stock's going to go up. I'm betting this stock's going to go down. I'm guessing. If you have some sort of formula, you've educated yourself and you have a game plan, that's how you're going to become more efficient to win the stock game, to win the cryptocurrency game. So if we're copy and pasting this supply and demand formula, stocks, cryptocurrency, forex, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll show you on EfficiencyTrader.com the different ways that charts, all charts look the same. There's buyers and sellers that drive the price action, the movement of the price. If the price is going down, that means there's more sellers than buyers, and more buyers than sellers, that's what drives price back up. So when we're looking at this, keep in mind who's selling, why are they selling, who's buying, and why are they buying. So that's how you can get ahead of the game, educating yourself. Don't guess, have a game plan. Go to efficiencytrader.com. We'll educate you on the rest of the technical analysis, show you kind of the indicators I look for, how to set up a chart, how to utilize the Robinhood stock app. If you're on Coinbase, another good way to get into cryptocurrency, if you're looking to buy on cryptocurrency, the three main coins out there, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin, they're available on Coinbase. That's an app you can download straight to your phone. There's other apps that are web-based, other platforms that are web-based, and you can buy what are called altcoins, those alternative coin cryptocurrency coins. So again, looking at buyers and sellers, why is the price moving? Where's the price moving? Anytime there's volatility, anytime there's an exchange of value, price is going up and down, that can be utilized to make money. So that's how people, if you're a day trader, you're trading every day. If you're a swing trader, you're looking to swing out throughout a couple of days, maybe weeks. And then there's the long-term traders that, for example, the other day, you know, I purchased a stock because I think 10 years from now it's going to be worth more in 10 years than it is today. That's long-term investment. So I just wanted to go over quick supply and demand, why the market moves, and how it's similar in each market. So if you like this, give us 5 stars, share it with somebody you think might want to get into investing, sharpen their skills. And you know what? I'm not a pro at this. I'm not the expert. I think a lot of my experience comes from failure. I have lost a lot of money in each of these markets I've talked about. I've also won a lot of money in each of these markets we talked about. So if you can learn from my mistakes, maybe you can add to it, share your own experience in the comments, get on YouTube, follow us, get on Facebook. We've got a Facebook group dedicated just to trading. If you're looking to get into trading for the very first time, you don't know where to start, start in this group. If you're an expert and you want to share some of your knowledge, you want to pass it on to other people, help them reach the success that you've gotten, go on Facebook and search for the Trader Games Facebook group. Check us out there. Definitely have the links in the comments section. I don't know what platform you might be listening to this on, but iTunes, 5 stars, like it, share it, Facebook, YouTube, whatever it looks like. This is Wade with Efficiency. Thanks for tuning in. Efficiency.